KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest sports here on KJAN. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Alex Gordon hit a grand slam, Dylan Gee pitched seven strong innings, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Minnesota Twins 8-1 last night. The Royals have won five straight and 8 of 9 to move above 500 for the first time since July 22nd. Royals starting pitchers have a 1.61 ERA in the five-game winning streak, allowing 23 hits and 6 earned runs in 33 and two-thirds innings, while striking out 27 and walking 7. Gordon, who was hitting 199 with 16 RBIs on August 9th, extended his hitting streak to a season-best 9 games. Gordon has homered in 3 consecutive games. Gee picked up the Royals' first victory from a number 5 starter since May 31st. The Royals are 9-21 in games started by the 5th starter. In other scores from Major League Baseball and American League action, it was Detroit over Boston 4-3, Baltimore beat Houston 13-5, Cleveland 5-4 over the White Sox, and the Angels beat Seattle 6-4. In National League play, the Cubs topped Milwaukee 9-6, Philadelphia 5-4 over the Dodgers, Washington 8-2 over Atlanta, Cincinnati beat Miami 5-4, San Diego 9-8 over Arizona, and San Francisco 10-7 over the Mets. In Pacific Coast League baseball, it was Iowa beating Sacramento 4-3, Fresno 2-1 over Omaha in 11 innings of play. Today's games see Iowa at Sacramento, Omaha at Fresno. Those are 9:05 starts here tonight on the West Coast. Moving on to some Olympic news, Usain Bolt's speed, Ashton Eaton's athleticism, and Ryan Lochte's allegation were among the highlights during the Rio Olympics on Thursday. Bolt cruised in what he says is his final Olympic 200-meter race. However, Bolt initially displayed disappointment when he saw the clock read 19.78 seconds, more than a half second slower than his own world record of 19.19. The Jamaican had said he wanted to top the mark on Thursday, but he was good enough to earn his 8th Olympic gold medal. Bolt will go for a 9th gold as part of Jamaica's 4x100-meter relay on Friday. Silver medalist André Degrasse of Canada was 0.24 of a second behind, followed by Frenchman Christophe Lemaitre. And Eaton successfully defended his Olympic decathlon title. The 28-year-old finished with 8,893 points to match the Olympic mark set in 2004. Eaton closed out the victory with a surge on the final lap of the 1,500 meters. Kevin Mayer of France was 59 points behind to take silver. Canadian Damian Warner earned the bronze. Meanwhile, Brazilian police say that Lochte and 3 U.S. teammates were not robbed after a night of partying, as the swimmer alleged. Instead, the intoxicated athletes vandalized a gas station bathroom and were questioned by armed guards before they paid for the damage and left. The police accounts raise questions about whether it's possible Lochte and the swimmers believed they were victims of a robbery. Lochte's attorney had earlier maintained that one took place and insisted the swimmer had nothing to gain by making the story up. Earlier Thursday, a Brazilian police official told the Associated Press that two of the swimmers said Lochte had made the story up and that the gas station manager actually demanded money from them to pay for the door. The swimmers handed over money and left. Two-time world champion Karen Clement of the U.S. finished first in the 400-meter hurdles. The 30-year-old sandwiched world titles in 2007 and 2009 around his Olympic silver medal in Beijing. Delilah Muhammad completed a U.S. sweep of the 400-meter hurdles by winning the women's event in 53.13 seconds. Denmark's Sarah Slott Petersen was second, followed by Ashley Spencer of the U.S. Ryan Krauser threw two personal bests in the shot put before his Olympic record of 22.52 meters beat world champion and fellow American Joe Kovacs. It's the first major title for Krauser. Sue Bird wasn't missed by the U.S. women's basketball team as Diana Taurasi scored 18 points to lead the Americans to an 86-67 win against France. Bird was unavailable due to a sprained knee suffered in the quarterfinal game. The 5-time defending champions won their 48th straight game and will play Spain for the gold medal on Saturday. Given a second chance following a protest, the U.S. team qualified for the women's 4x100-meter relay final by recording the fastest time of the day in a solo rerun before the night session began. The Americans dropped the baton during the morning preliminaries and appeared to be out of contention before filing a protest. Track officials upheld the U.S. protest because Allison Felix was jostled as she tried to hand the baton over to English Garner. The top-ranked U.S. women's volleyball team will leave Rio without a gold medal. The Americans forced a fifth set in their semifinal match against Serbia before losing. South Korea's NB Park has the lead after 36 holes of the Women's Olympic Golf Tournament. She finished with two straight birdies for a second 5-under-66 and a one-shot lead over American Stacey Lewis, who is 9-under. Lewis had a spectacular second round with 11 birdies and a 63. The U.S. has reached the century mark in total medals and leads each category with 35 gold, 33 silver, and 32 bronze. Britain is second with in gold medal count with 22. China is second in overall medals with 58, 42 behind the Americans. And in a couple of other sporting notes here this morning, Major League Baseball owners approved the sale of a controlling stake of the Seattle Mariners from Nintendo of America to a group of minority owners led by Western Wireless Corporation founder John Stanton and retired Microsoft executive Chris Larson. The sale was announced in April and approved Thursday. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred said the deal will close Friday or Monday. Giants right-hander Matt Cain has been placed on the 15-day disabled list with a lower back strain. The move comes a day after Cain allowed 6 runs over 4 2/3 innings in a 6-5 loss to Pittsburgh. And Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh is receiving $2 million a year on top of his base salary of $5 million. The raise is actually the $2 million annual premium the university is paying on a life insurance policy on Harbaugh. Michigan will make the payment each year from 2016 through 2021 if Harbaugh is coaching the Wolverines on December 6th of those years. Harbaugh is the owner of the policy. That means he can take withdrawals or loans from the policy. He also picks the beneficiary. And Kevin Na and Rafa Cabrera-Bello share the lead through the round one of the PGA's Wyndham Championship in Greensboro, North Carolina. Cabrera-Bello eagled the par 5 fifth and closed with a birdie for a 7-under-63. That's a look at the latest in sports here this morning on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.